All the A's. Our kid is neurospicy, and she struggled with traditional school, and she squeaked by in kindergarten with a lot of support in a neurotypical school, a public school. And then first grade, she had a teacher, and it was very obvious in the first week or two that the combination of the teacher and the kid, that this was not going to be a doable thing. And so we ended up finding a school that specialized in neurodiversity, and we put her in there, and it was, by most metrics, a success. A lot of the outbursts and things that we had were totally mitigated. Just the way the school handled behavior and everything. And what was happening in our case was like our kid was kind of holding her shit together during the day and then having these explosions because she was so kind of wound up for trying to hold her shit together. And then this school was like, hey, you want to have outbursts, you want to do whatever, like we're here for you. Like we're going to support you. And like, they're kind of, this isn't like official, but like by my observations, the school that she was in, again, catering to neurospicy children, was really designed around keeping the peace with a secondary goal of education. And the challenge was like, we need a little bit more education. We need a little bit more rigor. We need a little bit more forcefulness. It's kind of like, I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm trying to be your parent type stuff. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm trying to be your teacher. And we had varying degrees of success. But we finally felt like, you know what, now's the time to sort of pull the trigger and level up and see if we can get into sort of a happy middle ground. If it's not necessarily public school, could we find something that's a little bit more challenging, but yet still very respectful of how your brain likes to work? And so we achieved that. We got into a school that we're really excited about. Everybody's excited about it. But because her existing school was sort of kind of, again, keep the peace was the main charter. Our kid is behind because they did. It was like, oh, whoa, you're struggling here. Just maybe don't do it. or like, you're struggling here. Let's give you something else that's not going to improve the situation at all, but it will keep the peace. A good example of that is like, hey, you don't want to do your schoolwork, do some computer time that is a little less challenging. And our kid is like every other human and is naturally lazy. And I don't mean that in like in a negative way. Like all of us, when given the choice of doing work and not doing work, well, we're going to probably not do work. And so we needed, going into this next year, we wanted something that was a little more challenging. So we had a conversation as a family and said, hey, this school is going to be more challenging. You are, by this school's definition, and by many other definitions, you are behind. And so you have some catching up to do. And it's going to be sort of all hands on deck to use the summer to get you ready. And it's not going to be fun. this will take work. You've had several years of creating bad habits, and we have to sort of correct some of those bad habits, because where your teacher's like, hey, she didn't want to write. And it's like, well, that's not an acceptable answer. You have to write. You have to learn, not just writing in general, but you have to learn that sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. That's part of life. And if you don't learn these lessons, the later and later you learn these lessons, the harder it's going to be. So if you understand and appreciate that, like, yep, this sucks, but I have to do it, you're going to be much better positioned to be successful in life. And of course, that's the main thing of parents, is we're here to help her become a beneficial part of society, to contribute and make the world better and to have fun and learn and all these things and grow. Our job is to teach her all of these things. And like any neurodiverse kid, especially like speaking from my own perspective, the first week was a success. It was new and novel. And it was like, daddy, summer school. And we're going to make blog posts and we're going to do some writing and we're going to do some drawing and we're going to do some coloring and it's going to be fun. We're going to learn how to tie our shoes. All these things. There was a novelty factor the first week. And it was like, hooray, we're kicking butt. We've had a successful week. You're checking off your little habits app and you're getting feedback and you feel proud of yourself and everything. And the last 3 days, the novelty has worn off. And that's expected. If, again, you're neurospicy, that's going to be expected. The challenge is that we have to now we have to kind of double down. The novelty is worn off. We have to be hyper vigilant about making sure that she is still putting in effort. She is still leveling up. She's still getting and on the path to being where she wants to be. And so that's it's funny because like last week I was like, hooray, yeah, we're kicking ass. And then this week it's like, oh my God, this is the absolute hell. but I could not be more proud of our kid. She is just doing a phenomenal job and phenomenal in the sense of effort being put in. And she's taking cues and she's trying to get better. And she's putting in effort and she's handling the adversity pretty well, all things considered. This is sort of something that while we prepared her for, she did not, I don't know that she was like totally prepared for how rude of awakening this is. It's like, no, we're actually going to make you right instead of just giving up on you. We're not going to give up on you. And that's kind of where we're at. And she's getting through it in her own ways and maybe slower than what we want or less consistent than we want, but she's getting through it and she is leveling up. And for that, I'm just super proud. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.